We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To go with it. Butter some stuff to work out.
The little tree, right?
Yeah, the one from Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got it.
It's almost like when they...
It's like a mini tree.
I was thinking about... when they're building a skyscraper and they have the little model of the skyscraper, it's like that, but only a tree, right?
Yeah, so that's kind of one of our things we do at our house. So we bought a new one of those because the one from last year, they're really hard to keep alive. The one from last year is on its last leg, although the people at Randy's Nursery over there in Lawrenceville said, hey, watch the YouTube videos. You can nurse your tree back to health. So we're going to potentially try that as well. But it's just
Or call Mr. Miyagi.
Well, yeah, I think Mr. Miyagi's no longer with us, but if not, he would go. Put his hands together, and he just put his hands on the tree, and boop, it would be green again.
Man,
but it was really
magic.
Subdued. The thing I'll say to tell the truth, I'm blessed to have some great women in my life. My wife, unbelievable. My mom, obviously, really cool as well. It's nice because it hasn't always been that way. It's good to have two by your side.
That's awesome, dude. So for Charity, you know, she's my beloved wife. She's the stepmom to my two sons, Ty and Jay, who are up in Minnesota. And so Saturday, I went to the store. I'm at Publix getting some stuff, and I see these balloons. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Happy Mother's Day. And one of them said, I think, Feliz de Mama.
Okay.
You know, Happy Mother's Day in Spanish. So I got her both of those. She was very, very happy. She loves balloons. The little balloons at the grocery store, the little weight at the bottom of them, and she loves those. So we ended up throwing a little bash at the boathouse on Saturday night.
Okay.
It was another little pop-up party out there on the lake.
Mark, did you get that text? Because I didn't.
And we, stop it.
And I was home, too.
Stop it. So the last time, I don't even want to go down that road. I don't even want to go down that road. I have had so many invites rejected that it just makes you kind of not do it anymore. But I got to get back to, no, I mean, if you want me to tell the truth on a Monday, but we're busy. We got families and the whole thing. But we threw a pop-up party in the boathouse. It went late into the night, I wasn't out overserved, John. I don't have any bad story to tell the truth about, but we do have to get you out to the lake.
Yes.
We got to get you out
to the lake.
Before
you sell the house, absolutely.
Got to get you out there.
I can jet ski with the best of them. The torso workout has done really well for me, so my thumbs are in there. Wham mode. I can get that thing rolling.
So I do want to just quickly tell the truth about the Braves for a second.
Okay.
I completely disagreed with Brian Snicker's handling of Brandon McCarthy in the Friday night game at Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was hot about it. It was abundantly obvious that he wasn't missing bats, and he stayed with him, I thought, way too long. He got through five innings, gave up six runs. There, that's all I want to say on that. And, John, I spent a lot of time over the weekend formulating and crafting and researching my NBA 2018 draft mock draft.
Yes, you have.
So I've got that done. I know who the Hawks are going to take at 4, 19, 30, and 33. And depending on the lottery tomorrow night, we'll either go 33 or 34
right.
In the second round, and it's a swing with Dallas. And then obviously, hopefully, we get the number one pick. But we go 1 through 7. Schlenk told the morning show this morning that they've got it down to an 8-man list.
Which is good because there's 7 potential picks in front of you, and you will have one of your 8 if you like it. Mark Owens, tell the truth on a Monday, Mr. Sunburn.
I truthfully apologize for missing the research material at the end of From the Bible, Book of Mark.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's how you get punched around here.
That's how you get fired.
Just search The College Babes. Instagram account, The College Babes. Something for everybody.
Uh-huh.
Now, with that making an awkward transition, let's talk about Mother's Day.
Yeah, from The College Babes to Mother's Day.
But you cleaned that up nicely.
Yeah. Thank you very much. You know what? I got hell again. I've told you guys before, my bride is very hard to shop for.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's why you gift card her.
Yeah, darn right on that one. And I gift carded it again for Mother's Day. We were down at the beach for a couple of days, just a little salt air, some boozy shakes. I think I sent you guys pictures a handful
you
of
did.
Them.
Yeah, of a red Solo cup.
Yeah, you know, I did that a couple times. Woke up the next morning like, oh, crap. I didn't mean I sent that one out. Yeah, but it wasn't anything bad. Like, you guys are like the worst people if I'm like out drunk texting. It's like, I don't do the whole like, hey, you up? What are you wearing? Like, it's you guys like, Hey, you knuckleheads, what are y'all doing? Here's what I'm doing. I'm drinking at the beach.
You know what we appreciate? You did not Draymond us.
Yeah.
That's that what we appreciate. You did not Draymond us.
You didn't Brett Favre us.
Thank you.
It's from the heart. It's from the heart on that one. But it was a good weekend. It was a great weekend. We just spent the weekend down at the beach.
Hey, you want to see an up short shot?
Hey, listen, I got those cubbies on now. Those, what are they? No, the chubbies. The little chubbies shorts on. Look, you want to see my inner thigh? Anyway, so it was a great weekend, but I called myself out for a total amateur move of getting sunburned. Yeah, I've been to the beach before. I spend a lot of time at the beach. My feet are sunburnt to a crisp.
Yeah.
The back of my neck finally fits me of being a big old redneck. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, I can't tell if you have a hat on right now or that's just the top of your head.
It's the top of my head because it is red. You would think I'd been act like you've been there, Owens, and I did not act like it.
So am I the only one that when we get ready to go to the beach, I go pre-tan? Like the week before going to the beach, I'll go to the tanning salon to get that pre-burn sort of out of the way?
You're just the only one.
That's just
I don't feel like I'm getting like actual sunlight, and so I feel like it's fake, and it's like it's improved the color of my skin, you know, from pasty white to maybe a little bit of orange.
No, John, I do that all the time too, bro.
I don't do that all the time.
That was funny. I don't even know what they're called.
The fake and bake?
Yeah, I don't do the fake and bake.
No, I used to. I used to be bad. I used to self tan or go to tanning bed all the time.
What's awesome is my gym now, Crunch out there in Snellville, they have a tanning bed in there. Part of the package, they have a massage chair and a tanning bed.
You know what we ought to do? The loser of the next bet, spray tan trivia. It's straight up hokey radio 101, but you go into a spray bed, a spray tanning booth, and every time you get a trivia question wrong, you have to hit the button again, get another layer of spray tan on top of it. You'll come out orange. You'll come out.
How long does that stuff take to wash off?
It took about 2 weeks to wash off of me.
Oh, no.
Been there. I've done that in my
radio days. I'm trying to think, am I the dumbest of the four of us? And, yeah, the Magic 8-Ball keeps saying yes.
you probably are. I also want to do a quick tell the truth, a shout-out to the Georgia Swarm. They lost on Saturday night. The season's over. But they made it to the playoffs. They made it to the postseason. Another big big season for the Swarm. Didn't quite go as far as they wanted to, but good fun sport to take your kids to. Lacrosse is growing. They were good to me this season. I know they've been good to you as well, as John Michael. So congratulations to the Swarm for another big season. Look forward to next year.
They're a really cool group, Rick. If you haven't had a chance, you're not up in Gwinnett. Or if you are in Gwinnett County and haven't taken a chance, next year when they come back, people say, oh, lacrosse, I don't understand it. I don't have this. I don't have that. It's a simple scenario when it comes to lacrosse, and especially when you go to the Swarm. There's music playing the entire time. It's a fast-paced game. Even if you don't understand, you can understand goal. All right, the ball went in the net. Woo! And you cheer, and there's music blasting. They've got a PA announcer up there always doing stuff. So it's a cool sport to take in once or twice.
We are I love that. It's another sports entity, another sports property in town, and another successful season, even though they didn't win it. But, of course, they won it last year. Lloyd Pierce, the new head coach of our Atlanta Hawks, hopefully, presumably, is making his way to us here. And he addressed the media right around 11 o'clock. We ran that press conference live for you. And we are anticipating his arrival at any time here. We're out here at the practice and training facility and home of our Hawks, Emory Sports Medicine Complex, which, to tell the truth, shaved about a half hour off of my commute from Snellville today. I just took 78 right to Druid Hills and right here. That was pretty fancy for me.
Boy, if they ever wanted to partner and just put a studio in here. I mean, I love our spot at Colony Square, but, yeah, it's 25 minutes each way. I left 15 minutes late today and still made it here 10 minutes early with stopping for breakfast. So, yeah, T-Fox, if you ever want to hook that thing up at least 2 or 3 days a week, we're in. Eric wants to be on the road anyway.
No doubt, man. So and tell the truth, Monday here, it's me and John Michaels week in Grant McCauley's Fantasy Baseball League. Are you sure we play this week?
We do.
It is a battle for first place, ladies and gentlemen. John is in first place. I am in second place. I try to keep my fantasy, I do when I don't. I don't try to keep my fantasy football off the radar, but I'm not going to sit here and talk about every baseball decision I make because fantasy football is more popular, but I am endeavoring to beat John Michaels this week just because we're boys,
right.
We're radio partners, bragging rights and the whole thing.
We are. I didn't realize we were in first and second until I saw today. Knox did everything he could last week to beat me. We ended up tying. But I have been at first basically from week number one since I took Envy, who works downstairs at V, I took him behind the woodshed. Hey, before we move on, and Lloyd Pierce will be joining us here shortly, we have got to do the code word for the $1,000 National Signing Bonus Contest.
Now it's time to reveal our National Signing Bonus code word. The code word is...
Paradise. Paradise, P-A-R-A-D-I-S-E, paradise. Some would say vacation in Cancun, Mexico is going to paradise.
If you're a hoop head like me and you're at the Hawks practice facility, you're in paradise.
Text paradise right now to 72881. Again, paradise to 72881. It's your code word for the $1,000 National Signing Bonus Contest. We give away more money than anybody. That's just what Rick and I do. We are giving folks, and Entercom's helping us give away $1,000. Text paradise right now to 72881.
So Lloyd Pierce is going to join us here in moments, and just some highlights from his press conference earlier today. He told a story about going taking his mom on Mother's Day to the Fox Theater last night for the Anita Baker show. He said that his wife is expecting a baby, and he said the due date is August 3rd. And as a part of that, John, and everybody listening here on the home of the Hawks, he was asked if he's going to coach the Hawks Summer League team. Good question. He has done that for a couple of teams in the past, not as the head coach of the team, but the head coach of the Summer League team. And he said that in Utah, John, he will be the head coach. But when they go to Las Vegas, he's going to have to depart a little bit early because his wife is expecting.
Sure.
So he will tap out at that point. And you know, and then you're like, okay, well, who's going to be the coach? Well, we don't know that yet. And when Travis Schlenk and Lloyd Pierce talked about the assistant coaches, it was left very open-ended. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like we're cleaning house and bringing a whole bunch of new guys in, but it also wasn't we're keeping these guys. And what I took from Travis Schlenk about that, John, was that Lloyd Pierce told him he wants people he's comfortable with. And then Lloyd Pierce said he's trying to find the right people. And he said the keys were for his assistant coaching staff: communication, motivation, character, integrity, and work ethic. So
all of those sound great. Mm-hmm. And we'll see who ends up being the guy to come over here and stay with Coach Pierce. I got a feeling they'll keep some of the holdovers. You've got guys that know these players. I don't know how many or how long, but I got a feeling they will do just that.
Yeah, it may be, you know, a couple guys stay, a couple guys go, two new guys. I just don't know. Who knows? Maybe they hire a female. We just don't know where they're going to go with this kind
of
stuff.
Speaking of which, just hiring Coach Bud, obviously former coach here of the Hawks. His name has been thrown around potentially now Milwaukee and Toronto. He's one of the leading candidates there. It doesn't look like Milwaukee is going to go Becky Hammon. I think they were going to do the interview or did an interview already, but don't look like they're going to hire her as of right now. But Coach Bud could either get the Toronto job or the Milwaukee job.
Well, if it's up to Bud, I would take the Milwaukee job. And it's not an international city. It's not one of the great cities in North America in Toronto, but their team is better constructed, I think. And so I would go that way in terms of, you know, Toronto and some of the stuff we've talked about with them and some of the failures. And right now we welcome here into our family, 92.9 The Game, Coach Lloyd Pierce. Coach, congratulations. Let's get the headset on you and get you in here. Big smile on your face. And, Coach, I don't know you well, but I know you. And I'm extremely happy for the Hawks and for you that this marriage has occurred. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me on. Rick, we met in Orlando
many
years ago during Summer League. And, you know, I knew we were going to have this opportunity to speak today. So thank you guys for having me on and welcoming me to Atlanta.
Well, Coach, I haven't had a chance to officially meet you, John Michaels.
John, pleasure.
Welcome to Atlanta. Now, you got welcomed the right way. We heard you during the press conference last night, Anita Baker, with your mom, with your mother for Mother's Day. How special was that to be welcomed to the city that way?
This basketball stuff, this is nothing right now. The Anita Baker at the Fox Theater. You know, it's a weird story. We're sitting in the hotel having Mother's Day brunch, and she walks in, and my mother and my sister had no idea we were going to the concert or that she was even in town. So we're trying to keep it a surprise, and she walks in. So I go instantly over to her and just introduce myself. Hey, I'm the new head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, and I'm surprising my mother on Mother's Day for your concert. Can you get out of here?
What'd she say?
She said, well, let's go. She walks me over around the corner. We go around the corner, and she says, listen, I'm going to have my assistant call you. We're going to leave you guys backstage passes. I'll even leave it in your mother's name to surprise her. We can do whatever, but we'll take pictures. We'll have a meet and greet afterwards. It was all spirited by her, and you know, we enjoyed ourselves. The concert was amazing. Her spending three nights here in Atlanta, concert was amazing. The city, the fans, or the people that were there supporting, it was a great atmosphere being at Fox Theater. But we spent 30 minutes with Anita Baker after her concert. I don't know if I can top that ever.
That is a significant brush with greatness right there.
Yes,
and
really
a legend. And we've got Lloyd Pierce hanging out with us, new head coach of our Atlanta Hawks. Lots of great questions out there during the media session that you had about an hour and a half ago. We've got some as well. Why was this the right job for Lloyd Pierce?
You know, I think timing's everything. And, you know, I've told a few people, and I spoke with one of the guys that called me from Philadelphia as soon as I got the job with Joel Embiid. And the guy I spent a lot of time with, primarily when he was hurt, and trying to, you know, build a relationship, keep him focused, try and, you know, present his opportunities that when they came, they were going to come quick. He just had to be patient, and he couldn't skip steps. And his health was the most important thing. And that's the process. That's really what the process was about. It was not skipping steps. It was trying to be patient and working your way into a position where you could grow. And then when you were there, you were ready for that moment. And obviously you guys all saw a lot of what that moment was for Philadelphia this year. And so nothing changes with me. I'm part of the process as well. I went to Philadelphia 5 years ago with an opportunity to move to the front of the bench. And 3 years ago, Coach Brown empowered me to run our defense. And when I say empowered, he gave me carte blanche of what we were doing. And, you know, the visual, the perception of what my role was in Philadelphia just changed dramatically. Mm-hmm. And that's the process. And so this job was right for me because the timing was right. You know, we've advanced to a different stage in Philadelphia after 5 years. And Philly's fine. They're going to be fine for years to come. Now I got to worry about how to deal with those guys. But this is a new challenge, and this is a new step in my journey moving forward. And so, and I accepted the responsibility. It is a tremendous responsibility, but I welcome it with open arms, and I'm excited.
Coach, we obviously cover the NFL a lot, and the correlation from assistant coach taking that next step to the head coaching level. At the NFL, I feel we get to know the assistants a little better. We blame the OC. We blame the DC.
Right.
In the NBA, we don't get to know you guys as well. You're the guys to the right of the bench with the chalkboard and whatnot. Where I got to know you was the ringing endorsement from all the players around this league. Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Steph Curry. What did you do to earn that respect from those guys?
I used it in the press conference, and the phrase I said was sweat equity. You know, I've known Steph for a long time, and it was through the Nike camps when he was in college and Davidson. And, you know, those camps, it's player development. You're just working with guys. You're trying to get them better. When I got hired with the Warriors, he was there, and it was on an off day, and he happened to be in the building. And the first thing he said, oh, man, it's great to see a familiar face around here. So I think instantly, and this is before my career really advanced, that was our connection. He remembered us working together. You know, the Dwayne Wade was amazing because I've never coached Dwayne. And, you know, when I was with Cleveland and even after, I spent a lot of time with LeBron. And, you know, if LeBron tweets something, I think people get it because we've had a longer relationship, and he and I have spent a lot of time together. He trusted me to work with him on an individual basis while I was at Cleveland and even afterwards. And along those lines, I've worked with Chris Paul, and I've worked with Dwayne Wade, and I've worked with the guys that he's close with, Carmelo Anthony. So the Dwayne Wade endorsement was really from, you know, the limited time, probably because he saw me with LeBron, but he also worked with us. And, you know, just having finished in the series with him in the first round. And, you know, he's seen my growth as a coach from the times we're in Miami running on the beach and working out and going to the local rec gyms and getting some workouts in to now game planning against him in a playoff series. I think, you know, those guys are all students of the games, and they respect guys that have put in the work as well.
You're going to hear a lot of this voice for years to come here in Atlanta. Lloyd Pierce, he's the new head coach of our Atlanta Hawks, and I thought it was extraordinary that Robert Covington, who just saw his season come to an end, is here. He's one of the developmental guys that you worked with. He's on a four-year, $62 million contract right now. Amen to Robert Covington coming down here and showing you that love. Now, Travis Schlenk has shown you love as well, Coach, and you go back 10-plus years with him. Describe your relationship with Travis.
Yeah, so Travis and I worked together in Golden State, and I was only there a year, and Travis had been there and continued to stay there even after that. So the relationship started, it was just a short year. But I think when you're in a working environment with anyone, you get to know their strengths, and you get to see them on a day-to-day basis and how they operate. You get to see their personalities as well. Travis puts his head down. He's very unassuming. He's not going to be the most vocal or the most energetic. He's going to do his job, and I think he probably respects that on the flip side. And the time that I was there, that's what my job has always been. You know, it's not about me. It's about us, and it's about us trying to get better. And from afar, when you see other people that are like that and share those similar traits, there's a sense of, you know, I like that. I respect that. And I think that's where all of this was born.
Now, you talked about Philadelphia and the process, and you've seen the fruits of the labor, making it to the playoffs, making it to the second round. And, yeah, with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, they're going to be a great team for a long time to come. How does Atlanta, with the rebuild that's going on right now, mirror what Philadelphia did?
Yeah, you know, I think it's different, and everyone uses the word rebuild anytime you have young talent. And, you know, I'll say this, everyone's window is short, and some are able to extend that window for a long period of time. And for the most part, when you have that window, you have to capitalize on it. And, you know, when you don't, you have to find ways to grow and develop. And so right now, we need to find ways to grow and develop. I wouldn't say this is a rebuild. I think it's just an opportunity to look at our roster, look at our current situation, and say, how do we grow and develop this without skipping steps? There are some young pieces that are on this roster that are pretty good. Mm-hmm. And we really didn't have that in Philadelphia 5 years ago. So there's some differences. There's some similarities. I like who we have. I look forward to who we're adding to the roster in this upcoming draft. And then I accept the challenge of moving forward, trying to grow and develop what's in front of me. My job as a coach is to coach the guys that are on the floor, and that's the only thing I need to worry about.
Coach Lloyd Pierce joining your boys, Rick and John, here on the home of the Hawks, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I want to talk about three players in specific, Schroeder, Prince, and Collins. You've seen them, you've scouted them, and now they're yours. Can you just pinpoint one thing for each guy, like an area of improvement that you can help develop?
Yeah, so I'll start with John Collins, you know, and just studying him. You know, unbelievable athlete, and that's what he is, and that's what we know. Now, what we know about the game is there's a three-point line that's involved, and you're starting to see more players develop that skill. You know, John, 72% of his shots last year were at the rim, 5% of his shots were threes, and he actually shot on average from the three-point line. How do we increase that? How do we increase the volume? How do we increase the percentage? How do we continue to develop it? It's a sense of a repetition that he needs, a sense of comfort. He probably has never been. He's been a great athlete his entire life. This is something new. So, you know, development is trying to find areas where you can grow. And that, to me, that's the immediate area where he can grow. He can really become an excellent player and expand his game. You know, you go the other way and you look at Torian, and Torian shot above average from the three-point line. And, you know, I didn't know that about him when he was coming out of Baylor. I knew toughness. I knew athleticism. I knew a guy that can get to the rim and finish. And here he is shooting above average from the three-point line. So we want to find ways where we continue with that, and then we see what else is there. What else can he do with the basketball? Can he expand his role a little bit more? Can he become a stretch four? Can he be a guy that can facilitate and handle the basketball as well? So there's some excitement there, but really he's already started his niche a little bit. And then a guy like Dennis, who we all know is a very capable NBA player, you know, one of the quickest guards that's in the league, can get to the rim. You know, we played him earlier this year, our first game in Philadelphia, and I remember the next day showing an edit to our team. He blew by about seven of our different defenders. We tried four or five different guys on him, and they were all right-hand layups to the basket. So that's an easy skill for him. You know, the obvious is that three-point shot. You know, just trying to increase that percentage. Him having a comfort of not pass-up shots. You know, he's going to be out. We know, as we talk about blow-bys, he can get to the rim with his quickness. His team start to sag off of him. Can he just go ahead and take the shot. Take the shot, take it with confidence, and shoot it at a higher percentage.
Coach, you talked about defense in the press conference. You said you'd have guys running defensive drills today.
You want to get in one right now?
I'm out of shape. Okay. No. Actually, it would probably
he's down 20 LBs, though.
I'm down 20.
Coach, he's down 20 LBs.
But you got six fouls.
I do.
There you go.
And I will foul the heck out of you.
Hey, we got to know who your NFL team is. We were debating this earlier. Wow. Who's your NFL team?
Santa Clara, California. Be careful,
Coach.
Are you a Niner or a Raider?
Don't say New England.
Or New Orleans.
I'm in Atlanta now, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
You can say who your team is going on.
You can keep it real. Just don't say the Patriots.
Well, if we're going to keep it real, I'm a Raider fan, true.
I told you. He said Niners. I said Raiders.
There's no chance. No chance.
Now, will you stay?
I might have silver and black underneath right there.
Will you stay a Raiders fan when they go to Vegas?
Without a doubt.
Okay.
Without a doubt. I've been a Raider fan my entire life. We're having a baby, my wife and I, in August.
Congratulations.
And she said, if we have a boy, what are you doing? I said, Marcus Allen. What are you talking about?
Now, did you win that by any chance? Is the wife
no,
allowed?
No, it's not going to happen. But, I've been a Raider fan my entire life and had an opportunity to see them in the Super Bowl when it was in San Diego. Wasn't a very pleasant experience, but that was my team. And, I get that question all the time. Are you going to remain a Raider fan when they move to Vegas? And I'll probably get it even more. This is the first time it's been presented, just being here in Atlanta. But, yeah, that's no chance am I a Niner fan.
So before we let you go, John did have an R&B question that he had to ask.
Now we're talking.
I'm a music guy. Rick,
now we're talking.
Rick is not an R&B fan.
I'm a rock and roll guy.
Yep. I'm an old school player, Earth, mm-hmm. Wind and Fire, yep. Teddy P. What's your favorite R&B group or CD to go to when it's that time?
Wow. Group New Edition.
Okay, nice.
That's my era.
That's the one with Bobby
80s.
Brown, Rick.
Got you.
There's a little issue I'm hearing about New Edition in the news breaking up right now, but I grew up a New Edition fan. Ironically, and I just shared the story, my mom was a huge Anita Baker fan. It was Anita Baker, Luther Vandross, Jeffrey Osborne. So this was an unbelievable opportunity for me, and Anita was great last night because she talked about – she told my mom, she said, I know you spoiled these kids and you forced them to listen to my music as they were kids. And, you don't understand it at the time, but it's all I listen to when I need some relaxation. I throw on CC Winans when I'm at home, and I throw on Anita Baker, and her voice is soothing, it's comforting. I didn't know she had as much energy as she would have at the concert, but that's my go-to.
Love it. Coach, it is fantastic to see you again and have you meet all these other now family members here at 92.9 The Game. I couldn't be happier for you, man. You have worked your butt off to get here, and now you're the head coach. You've got one of 30 jobs in the world. So very, very happy for you. And we know it's a busy week going to Chicago and all this stuff, and hopefully we can get that number one pick tomorrow night.
I hope so. ATL, I'm ready.
Let's go.
We love it. And a little
Coach, thank you so much.
Very nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Coach Lloyd Pierce, our guest on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll take a break. We'll get some reaction to this coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, it's the Midday Show with Rick and John, and we're at Emory Sports Medicine Complex here, the training and practice home of our Atlanta Hawks. And how cool was that, Atlanta? Rick and John with a little sit-down one-on-one with Lloyd Pierce, the new head coach of our team. That was awesome. We learned a lot of stuff. I loved this breakdown on Colin shooting more threes and Torian just kind of getting better at everything.
Right.
And Dennis, getting more efficient with threes, getting into the nitty-gritty of the player development with there. But not more importantly, but maybe more interestingly, he told us his NFL team is the Raiders, not the 49ers. Good job by you, though, to do the Santa Clara Bay Area thing.
Right.
And so I took Raiders, he took Niners. And then the R&B question.
Yeah, and then off the air, we were actually talking to him about things that he wants to do, and Coach Pierce has said he's never been to an SEC football game. Coached in Memphis and said, man, I had opportunities to go see Arkansas or Mississippi State. I said, dude, it's religion here. And he said, I'm a college football free agent. So Mark Owens, of course, has offered up his season tickets already for Coach Pierce, but we got to get Coach to a game. I'll say this, Rick. He's obviously well-respected around the NBA. You saw all the tweets over the weekend from former players, the fact that Robert Covington flies down here. He seems like a very hardworking man. But until he actually coaches a game, I don't know if he can be a head coach yet in the NBA. But as a human being and as somebody that sat down and looks you eye to eye and tells you the answer and talks to you and it's not hemming and hawing about anything, He won me over in moment number one. This looks like a guy that you want to build your franchise with, not around, but with, and this could be a great hire for the Hawks.
John, as I have mentioned in the last two or three weeks, and as Lloyd mentioned, you know, that 20 minutes that we spent together in Orlando, and you say you keep bringing that up. Well, look, you don't get any like Steve Kerr. The last time I got FaceTime with Steve Kerr, he was with Turner Sports.
Right.
Okay, 8-9 years ago. It's crazy. But Lloyd Pierce is just a fantastic dude. Give me two words to describe him just from that meeting we had right there.
Boy, you put me on the spot with that. Two words: confident and intelligent. Those would be the two I have.
Confident is one of my words as well. I would also put like a cool and smooth in there. He's a smooth dude, isn't he?
Maybe a little swagger as well. He's got some of that. Hey, we take a break. We come back. Slice of Life coming up next. I found out a couple of movies my wife hasn't seen, and I almost lost it. We'll talk about movies your significant other, not your radio partner, hasn't seen, because these two chuckleheads haven't seen much. Talk about what they need to see next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So what's your go-to drink?
Sounds like you guys fancy yourself drinkers, huh?
When was your last fist fight?
I'm gonna kick your...
Who really wears the pants in the family?
Nah.
Rick and John prove adulting is tough.
It's worse than we thought.
The Slice of Life on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And we come to you, Rick and John, on Lloyd Pierce Day in the A. Shout out to Coach Lloyd Pierce hanging out with us, being the cool dude that he is, giving us some time, and obviously on getting the gig, man. So that interview will be up iTunes, 92.9thegame.com, and I presume Dukes and Bell and a lot of the other shows will be taking some of the sound, both from the presser and from earlier with us from Lloyd Pierce, and you're going to continue to hear that over the next couple of days. But we have reached the point of the show when we bring you this slice of life. It is brought to you by Shane Co. Blow her mind, not your budget, with an engagement ring from Shane Co., your friend in the jewelry business. This slice comes from the dome of John Michaels. Tell us more.
So wifey and I were laying in bed Friday night, and I don't know what we were watching, and for some reason I just uttered, CMB, we're all we got. And she looked at me like I had three heads. I said, do you not get the movie reference to New Jack City, Wesley Snipes, Cash Money Brothers, we all we got? And she goes, I've never seen New Jack City. What? You've never seen New Jack City? So then I started going through the mental Rolodex of things that I thought she may or may not have seen. I said, well, if you haven't seen New Jack City, have you seen Boomerang? She goes, what's that? Eddie Murphy, Robin Givens, Halle Berry, David Alan Grier. How have you not seen Boomerang? I've never seen that. I said, have you seen the movie Life with Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy? No, what is that? So what are the movies that your wife has to see? Because now I told her, I said, we can make some date nights out of this. We'll go in the basement, go down to the theater room. We'll put on Boomerang. You know, we'll watch Boomerang. It'll set the mood. Everything will be good for the evening. So, Rick, what are some of the movies that Charity needs to see other than Slapshot?
Well, first of all, I do want to just take a tiny bit of credit. I have seen all three of those movies.
Really?
I have seen all three. I've seen Boomerang. I've seen Life. And I have seen
New Jack City.
New Jack City is a great movie,
it's
by the way.
Unbelievable movie.
I saw a movie trailer for a movie called Superfly. I don't know if you guys saw this. It was aired during the basketball game yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And boy, it sure looked like New Jack City got jacked. Mm-hmm. Like it really did. It's like gangsters and their friends, and then they turn against each other. I was like, is this the plot from New Jack City? Mm-hmm. So I actually love New Jack City. That's a great movie. All right, so let me get into this. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Johnny Depp was the lead actor in it, but it's a Hunter S. Thompson book about him partying in Las Vegas. And, like, when I say partying, there's partying and then there's this movie. She doesn't want to watch it, so I can't get her to watch that. We love Tarantino movies, me and Charity, but I can't get her to watch Reservoir Dogs. She just will not watch that movie. I don't know. Maybe it's all the blood, the violence, the torture,
could be
the
that.
Foul language.
Yeah.
Maybe, but I love that movie. I have yet to get her to watch, and I don't think I ever will, Evil Dead 2. And I don't know why. You know, a nice, comfy night on the sofa, a little Tuesday night, little red wine, and, you know, zombies and creatures, you know, from...
Acting the fool.
from the netherworld. And you know, any zombie movie, 28 Days Later, 28 Weeks Later, all that kind of
those
stuff.
Those were good.
Those are my jams, but she doesn't want to watch them. Can I just make a quick comment about TV in general?
Uh-huh.
So Charity and me last night, Let's sit down and watch a movie. We got Netflix because my man Eric Davis, our engineer, okay? He's out. He's me and Charity's engineer. He came out to the house and got us going. Our stuff was haywire. And so now we have Apple TV. We have Netflix, right? Mm-hmm. The angels are singing. We have Netflix. So we're like, and she's like, let's go see a movie. Looking at movies. I'm like, bing, my guy John, my guy Mark. Mm-hmm. My guy, the Preachman, they're always talking about these serial TV shows that they watch.
Right.
So, and they make them sound so cool, and they got these little inside conversations about it. So I'm like, Charity, let's find a TV show that we like, and then we can get excited about watching it. So we put on Ozark because you highly
awesome
recommend
show.
It. Mark highly recommends it. 5 minutes in, we were so bored, we had to turn the channel.
You got
to
give a show more than 5 minutes.
So we couldn't do it.
Dude,
we couldn't could do it.
Unbelievable
so,
show.
So maybe we'll take another crack at it. I don't know. And then because she loves comedy. Charity always wants comedy. So Seth Rogen has this comedy special called Hilarity for Charity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no relation. But so we watched it. And I'm telling you, it was nothing but man part jokes for about the first 10 minutes. And we were out. We clicked off on that. And you know what she did? She went back to keeping up with the Kardashians. What is the frickin' point of all of this technology?
Right. You should have stayed on Ozark is what you should have done. And if I have to text you, I don't have Charity's number, but if I did, I'd text her right now. Charity, if you're listening, Ozark is a great, great show. By the way, Superfly is a remake of a 1972 movie named Superfly. Ron O'Neill was in Superfly.
Okay, because I've heard of the old Superfly. I have not seen it, but I've heard about it. Okay, so did New Jack City, the old movie with Wesley Snipes and all that, did they jack the plot from Superfly?
I don't know. Every movie in Hollywood is jacked a little bit. They do a lot of jacking out there. That's what they think. Or they just remake the things that they couldn't do before. I don't believe my wife has seen Coming to America either.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I almost sounded like Arnold Schwarzenegger right there. Stop it.
Now, remind you, she's 10 years younger than me. She's only 33. Yeah, so some of those movies, you know, when they were out, she was an infant. So it's not quite the same.
And Charity tries to get me to watch all her old chick flicks, you know, like Pretty in Pink. Oh.
You've never seen Pretty in Pink?
I have, but it was so long ago. You know what movie she put in last night? So she went to the Kardashians for a minute, and then she put in, oh, God, what's
Remember
the name?
Remember the Titans.
No, it was some old cheesy Patrick Dempsey movie.
Those go hand in hand.
Oh, God, what? I can't believe I can't think of the name of this movie.
Dirty Dancing?
No, like, she can't have you, he can't have her. It's like one of the, anyway, continue on.
They're all the same.
Continue.
Marco.
I didn't like it.
Any movies that the wifey needs to see that she hasn't? I know she hadn't seen Scarface because you haven't either.
For the past 15 years, anytime I'm watching Family Guy, she just walks in the room and goes, this show is stupid.
Because really?
It's always, I'm sure it's always during a moment they're puking or throwing up on each other. And sure enough, last week, I was watching it, and she was sitting in the room working on the computer, and she starts watching, laughs out loud. 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, Family Guy's one of the great shows of all time.
Love Family Guy.
It's come back around. Family Guy got a little weird on seasons 10, 11, 12, but it's back around.
A little?
Yeah, it's back around. It's pretty funny.
It's one of the greatest shows
ever. Can't get her to watch Vegas Vacation either.
Can't Buy Me Love.
Oh, that's an awesome movie.
Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't Buy Me Love is great.
Can't Buy Me Love.
The remake. No, that was a good movie.
It was awful.
The remake was not very good with Nick Cannon. Other than Christina Milian was the love
interest. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You had me at Christina Milian.
Not Nick Cannon.
No, Nick Cannon I'm good on. We take a break. We come back. We'll check in with Tukes and Pell. Coming up next and wrap things up here from the Hawks facility on Sports Radio 92.9. The game. The wife had it right. She texted too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.